This stop is not in the castle district by geography. It is in the castle district by pressure. The story begins with power at Prague Castle, where Reinhard Heydrich served as acting Reich Protector after 1941. It ends here, in the crypt of the Orthodox Cathedral of Saints Cyril and Methodius, where Czechoslovak parachutists were trapped after the attack on Heydrich on May 27, 1942. And here is the part most retellings hurry past. Heydrich did not die at the corner. Gapsik Sten jammed and never fired a shot. Kubis threw a modified anti-tank grenade that burst against the rear wheel, and Heydrich climbed out and gave chase with his pistol before collapsing. He was operated on that day and lived another week, dying on June 4, 1942. What killed him is still argued over. The German autopsy, performed in Prague by SS pathologists, pointed to sepsis, upholstery, and uniform fiber driven into the spleen. Later writers, among them the biographer Robert Gerwarth, have weighed botulinum toxin on the grenade. Others point to the wound care itself. Reasons to doubt each version are real. The autopsy came from the regime with every motive to shape it, the British files on the grenade are incomplete, and his surgeons left no neutral record. So this room is the sequel to a week nobody has fully explained. The National Memorial to the Heroes of the Heydrich Terror preserves that ending in place. That phrase matters, in place. Some history can be moved into a display case. This one needs the room. Imagine the crypt not as a movie set, but as bad air, stone, water, smoke, fear, and waiting. Above, German forces surround the church. Inside, the men who carried out and supported Operation Anthropoid face the end of the operation not as an abstract mission, but as a physical siege. Seven men were down here. Jan Kubis. Josef Gabsik. Five comrades from other parachute drops. They held the church for roughly 6 hours against hundreds of SS and Gestapo men, first from the choir loft, then from this crypt, while the besiegers pumped in tear gas and ordered fire brigades to flood the stone with hoses. They had been betrayed by one of their own, a parachutist named Karl Kurder, who walked into Gestapo headquarters and traded their safe houses for a reward. When the ammunition ran down to the last rounds, the men in the crypt kept those rounds for themselves. What stays behind is evidence. Bullet marks. Tight architecture. A space too cramped to let the body pretend history is distant. In here, resistance stops being a national story and becomes a spatial fact. Prague has many ways of storing power. The castle houses it. The Orloge makes it cosmic. Pinker's synagogue writes catastrophe into walls. Here, refusal is preserved in stone and underground air. Be careful with the emotion. This is not a place for easy hero music. It is where courage and consequence meet in a cellar. The assassination of Heydrich triggered brutal reprisals, including the destruction of Lideis and Leszeki and mass executions. That wider terror matters. Without it, the crypt becomes too clean, as if resistance were only bravery and not also the terrible arithmetic of occupation. But the room still insists on something. People acted. Under a regime designed to make action feel impossible, people acted. The record here is kept by the National Memorial to the Heroes of the Heydrich Terror, the National Museum's memorial materials, and the visitor materials for the crypt at Saints Cyril and Methodius. Before leaving, notice the scale. The site is not enormous. It does not need to be. Its force comes from compression. A continent's violence narrows into a crypt. And Prague, which often hides knowledge in towers and facades, hides one of its clearest truths below street level. Occupation wanted obedience. This room records the refusal. Use this stop at the National Memorial to the Heroes of the Heydrich Terror, at the Cathedral of Saints Cyril and Methodius on Reslova Street. Source to site, National Memorial to the Heroes of the Heydrich Terror National Museum Memorial Materials. Tight claim, The crypt makes resistance physically legible in the architecture where the siege ended.